Take heart, dear Christian. Your victory does not depend upon personal merit or natural talents. God is on your side. He has taken your place, and all that you need has been provided and is being effected for you by the Holy Spirit of God. Romans chapter 8 is the assurance chapter of the Bible. It begins with no condemnation and ends with no separation. The theme of the chapter is the spiritual victory, the deliverance from the power and penalty of sin, which the Christian receives in Jesus Christ. The key concept of this blessed chapter is the repeated mention of the Holy Spirit of God. Now that's the secret, if there be any secret involved, to spiritual victory. Chapter 7 of Romans reports continual conflict and repeated defeat in the effort to live a life of holiness. The personal pronoun I occurs 30 times in that chapter, and the Holy Spirit of God is not mentioned one time. Now that is the reason for repeated defeat. Chapter 8 of Romans, on the other hand, records 21 references to the Holy Spirit, and the personal pronoun I occurs but 2 times. That's the reason for the continual victory and the life of sanctification in the committed Christian. Consider this reading of Romans 8, verses 9 through 11. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. What a beautiful statement of the meaning of being a Christian. I wish we could just read those verses over and over until they were stamped upon the memory and could not be forgotten. Observe that the Holy Spirit of God is mentioned 6 times in those 3 verses. Our deliverance from sin and its condemnation is effected by the personal presence and ministry of the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Spirit of God is a blessed reality to the child of God. Notice the statements to that effect in our text. The Spirit of God dwell in you. You have the Spirit of Christ. Christ be in you. The Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. His Spirit that dwelleth in you. 5 times in 3 verses, there's a reference to the Spirit of God dwelling in the Christian. And that is the blessed doctrine of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God in the human spirit of the child of God. Such an indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit is universal among the saints. Paul uses a term for dwell, the Spirit of God dwell in you, which means to abide. He is not just a visitor who comes for a brief stay, but a resident who settles down and is at home. The Holy Spirit is the host, not the guest, in your life. If any person does not have the Spirit living within, he does not belong to Christ, Paul wrote. Now the converse would be true, that every person who has the Holy Spirit within does belong to Christ. The if in verse 9 does not imply doubt. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. It means if, as is the case in fact, the Spirit of God dwells in you. The Holy Spirit came to live with and within you the instant you were born again. In fact, it is His indwelling presence which makes you saved. The eternal life you have is His life in you. The divine nature you received is His nature in you. The spiritual power you experience is His power in you. There's no separation of the child of God from the Spirit of God. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. The presence of the Spirit of God indicates that one belongs to God. How I rejoice in that statement with which verse 9 concludes. Expressed positively, it declares that every person who has the Spirit of God living within belongs personally to God. It reminds me of the statement, you are not your own, you are bought with a price. If we do not belong to ourselves, to whom do we belong as Christian believers? We belong to the Lord. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Oh, what a privilege to be His and His alone. The believer's body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit and actually becomes a member of Christ because the Holy Spirit lives within. That's almost too much for us to understand. It is the greatest privilege which could be imagined for the Christian, and it is true of each one who is a Christian. The presence of the Spirit of God becomes the principle of life for the Christian. Verse 10 of our text says, "If Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, and the Spirit is life because of righteousness." Now, the body to which reference is made is the physical body. That body is dead because it is mortal. It has the seed of spiritual death written in it. As a result of sin, death passed upon all, for all have sinned. The physical body began to die the moment it was born. Its eventual end is the death to which it is appointed. But the presence of the Holy Spirit changes that. The human spirit receives a new and undying life. The Christian can truly say, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me." The righteousness of God is imputed to the believer in Jesus Christ, and death has no more dominion over him. He lives unto God as the life of God is lived in his mortal body, the life of eternity lived right here in time by the indwelling Holy Spirit. The presence of the Spirit of God guarantees the promise of our resurrection. Verse 11, Jesus Christ was raised from death by the Spirit of God, and the same Holy Spirit of God will effect our resurrection from death if our physical body should die before Jesus returns. Now, the first 11 verses of Romans chapter 8 speak of the threefold work of the Holy Spirit. One, He delivers believers from the condemnation of sin, verses 1 and 2. Two, He delivers believers from the dominion of the flesh, verses 3 through 8. And three, He delivers believers from the power of death, verses 9 through 11. What a blessed and all-encompassing ministry. How glad I am that such a ministry is being performed in the life of everyone who is trusting Jesus as personal Savior. Take heart, dear Christian. Your victory does not depend upon personal merits or natural talents. God is on your side. He has taken your place. All you need has been provided and is being effected by the Holy Spirit of God. And yet, it is not our business to be overly concerned with the Spirit. He is in the world to teach us of the Son, Jesus Christ. So make sure that your relationship with Jesus Christ is right, and the Holy Spirit of God will take up His blessed sanctifying ministry and perform it unto the day of the Lord Jesus. Father, thank You that You love us too much to leave us alone. We're so encouraged to know that You're personally involved in our lives by Your Holy Spirit. So enable us to have a spiritual discernment that we may gladly submit to His government and not grieve Him by our sins. For Jesus' sake, amen.